Fuck. Based on my lack of memories, that was either the best or worst New Year's party ever. Wait, where the fuck am I? This is not my room, and this is not my bed. Fuck, I'm not alone here. There's some guy's body that I'm spooned up against. I can't say that's really a bad feeling, though. Let's see, I remember being at the bar with my friends. Oh, fuck, I was so drunk. And I was dancing with some guy. Then, oh, fuck, giving him a lap dance? Oh my gosh. And making out with him all the while my friends laughed their asses off. Why were they laughing? And then there was a cab ride home, and then I can't remember. We must have had sex, but it's all darkness in my head. I can't even tell. But great, all of my friends are gonna think I'm a total slut now. Even my, oh god damn it, my brother was there too. Some of his friends were there too. Oh my gosh, what the fuck is he gonna think about his little sister going home with some stranger? And why the fuck didn't he step in and do something? Okay, well, I need to get out of here so I can do some damage control. Let me start by figuring out who I might have slept with last night. Just need to move his arm off of me, even though they do feel kind of nice. If I roll over carefully, I can probably get a good look at him. And, just see how drunk and desperate I was last night, and how embarrassed I'll have to be around my friends and brother. Well, he is pretty hot, actually. Even if it is kind of dark in here. I'd say he's probably just about my type, even if he does look kind of like my brother. Actually, he looks a lot like my brother. Oh my god. Oh my. No, do not wake up. Go the fuck back to sleep. Shit, no, go back to sleep. Yeah, that's just me covering up your eyes. Okay. Don't look down. I told you not to look down. Fuck, I thought this room looked familiar. This is your place, isn't it? Are you the guy that took me home last night after? Oh my, I gave you. Oh my gosh, I gave you a lap dance while I was Frenching you. No wonder my friends were laughing so hard. Oh my gosh, how am I ever gonna face them again? You thought it was just a joke? Okay, so maybe they did too. But wait, if you thought it was a joke, then why did we end up in bed together? Did we end up, We did, right? We must have. You must have some memory of it. Okay, so you put me to sleep in the spare room, and then what? You're no help. I don't even remember the ride here. In my mind, though, I was heading home towards some fling with some guy I met at a bar. You apparently were trying to save your little sister from doing just that, despite being hammered yourself. But after we passed out, I must have come in here and. Did we? I honestly can't remember and can't tell. Can you? Great! So I may have just fucked my brother in a drunken stupor. Stupor! That's awesome. That's great. Or maybe not. There's no condom wrapper on the nightstand. I would have insisted, I'm sure. I'm not on any birth control, and I would have had no idea who the fuck you were. Fuck, who am I kidding? I've gone so. I was so far gone last night. I don't remember anything. If we did, based on the external evidence, you would have had to come inside me. So we may not know if we did anything until my dress starts to get a little bit too small for me. No, don't freak out. Maybe we didn't do it. Maybe I just crawled into your bed because I was lonely. Sometimes when I'm drunk, I regress into being a little girl again. And like whenever I used to crawl in bed with you all the time whenever I was lonely or scared. I know that was a long time ago and long before we started sleeping in the nude. Except for that one time, but definitely nothing happened then because I was still a virgin afterwards. Oh fuck, so this is like a trend? This isn't even the first time I've had to worry if I accidentally fucked you. Oh my gosh. At least I knew at that time he didn't pop my cherry. I mean, maybe we did other stuff, but neither of us can remember. But it's not like any of that stuff would have counted. But it's been a while since I was a virgin. We definitely could have done it this time. But maybe we didn't. But we totally could have. No, I'm not gonna tell anyone about this. I mean, all my friends did see me slutting it up with you at the club, though, and going home with you afterwards. They're gonna think maybe we came back here and you plowed your little sister. In fact, they're probably far surer of it than either of us are right now. I know that maybe we didn't do anything, but it's killing me to know that we possibly did and that we can't even be sure. I'm gonna be the laughing stock of all my friends forever now for something that I may not have even done. And somehow the fact that we may not have done anything doesn't reassure me at all. The uncertainty is gnawing at me. I have to go for the rest of my life wondering if I had sex with my big brother, and never actually knowing if I did sleep with my brother. Unless I turn up pregnant, of course. It would almost be better if I remembered us doing it, rather than have this uncertainty hanging over us. At least then I could be sure about it. It makes sense, kind of. I hate not knowing for sure, and it's going to drive me fucking nuts. Especially with all my friends teasing me about it now. You still don't remember if we did it, right? Okay, look, I can't deal with this uncertainty. I cannot go the rest of my life wondering if we ever did anything last night. I can't even wait to see if I might be pregnant. I'm not dealing with this maybe I fucked my brother, maybe I didn't bullshit for any length of time. So that's why we're gonna have sex. Don't freak out. We probably did have sex. And I'm not talking like sexy sex, just like technical sex. You put it in me so that meets the requirement of us having sex and incest, and then you take it out, whatever. That way I know for sure something did happen, and I can take that knowledge and go with it, and that'll be so much better than not knowing for sure. I know we shouldn't, but I mean, we probably already did, so this isn't really making anything worse. And if we didn't actually fuck last night, then you're just putting it in me a little bit and then stopping, so there's no real harm in that, right? Besides, I do remember how hard my lap dance made you last night, so even if the thought of it was a joke, your cock still thinks I'm pretty awesome. Does your cock think my hand is a joke this time? It doesn't seem like it. It seems like it might be taking this pretty seriously. So look, all I'm asking is that you roll over on top of me, put your cock inside of me. That part probably already happened last night anyway. Or some variation of sex. The difference this time is that we don't complete the act, but then we know for sure that we fucked. That will be the first step in getting some closure for all that horrible mess of whatever last night was. I'm serious. Would I be giving you a handjob if I wasn't serious? Or would I be fingering myself to get myself ready for you? I'm not letting you out of this bed until we clear up this matter of whether we actually had sex or not. No condom. I don't see any nearby. And if no neither of us leaves the bed, I'll think I would probably lose the nerve if we left. And it's not like you're gonna actually put it in me all that long. You just put it into me to meet the minimum requirements of us fucking, and then we're done. I'll even finish the hand job then if you want, as long as you don't like blow it anywhere near my pussy. So come on, be a sport. Put your cock into your little sister's pussy. Possibly for the second time today, if not more. Both of us are gonna worry if this actually happened or not. This way, we can just focus on what did happen. That's it. I'll lie back. You can move over me. I'll stop fingering myself now. Look how wet I made myself. It'll go in so easily, and then we can just be done with this. Yeah, put it right here. Let me just move my legs a little bit more apart and raise my hips a little for you. Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe our memories will come back later. But if they don't, well, it'll be too late then. We wouldn't have the courage to make things certain at this point, so now it has to be done. while we're naked in bed together and both turned on a little bit. So go ahead, put it in me. I'm telling you it's okay, just go slow. But don't drag it out either. Oh, fuck, you're in me now. You'd think I'd remember feeling like this. No, don't take it out yet. Maybe there's some like 10-second rule or something for it to count, or a minute. I don't know. Just leave it in a little longer. As long as you don't move, it won't get weird. Although, if you don't move, can we really say we fucked? I mean, I think fucking implies a certain amount of movement. Maybe it only counts if there's penetration or something, but I'm not dealing with the uncertainty or anything. So that's why you'll need to move a little bit. How? How about just like you would with any other girl that you're fucking? Like how you probably moved in me last night? Except just not as long and definitely without an orgasm and all that stuff. Just enough for it to count as legitimate active fucking. I think this will do. Just keep doing that a few more times so that we can honestly say you fucked me. Except, can I technically say that I fucked you if I don't move either? Damn it, this is turning me on so much more than I expected. Hang on. There we go. Now we're both moving, and this should certainly count as us both fucking each other at least for a few more seconds or a minute tops. Stop fondling in my tits, you fucking perv. I'm your little sister, for fuck's sake. Let's not make this weird. Just keep fucking me while I fuck you back, okay? Like that. Do you think this has been long enough for sure? I kind of lost track of how long we've been doing this. It's hard to concentrate while we're fucking. Maybe just a little bit longer to be sure. Fucking isn't really so much of an action as it is a process. The guy puts his cock in a girl, they move around a little, then they come. At least one person does, usually the guy. That's probably a more realistic of fucking than just movement. No, I'm not saying we both come. You make me come and then you pull out. And I'll just help you come far away from my pussy. And then we never talk about this again, especially around my friends. So just keep going at it, and I'm already starting to feel the sensation build inside of me. And if you want to touch my tits again, just a little, that might help. And yeah, that is helping. You're helping me get there. Just watch yourself. You can't come inside me. I don't know if you already did last night, but there's no sense in letting you do it this time, no matter what. I'll make sure you're taken care of as long as you see things through to the end, okay? Okay, harder. I need a little bit more of you, more of it from you to push me over the edge. Oh, this is going to be the most awkward orgasm of my life, but it has to happen. I'll feel better afterwards. But only because the uncertainty about whether we fucked or not is gone. More. I want you to go deeper. We need to make sure. Let me pull you into me more and let me wrap my arms and legs around you. No, you aren't gonna come. Oh, you wouldn't do that to your little sister, would you? Well, not at least while we're both sober. Think about sports or something and just keep fucking me. Make me come and then just pull out right after. No, stop saying you're gonna come. Please, you can't. I haven't came yet and you're still inside of me. And it's so dangerous if you come inside of me, so you can't. Because if you do, you'll make your little sister pregnant. If you do, just please don't come inside my little cunt. I'm not on birth control, remember? Please. No, I'm not letting go, not until I've came. I know you won't come inside of me. You know what's at stake here. You won't come in your little sister's hot, tight little pussy, will you? I'm so close. Stop struggling. Stop trying to pull out. Stop. Oh, I'm gonna. Oh, stop coming at me. Stop. Stop. Good news is that now we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we did fuck and both committed incest, but maybe last night, but definitely right now. The bad news is that you came inside of me a lot. Yeah, I know that was probably maybe a little bit my fault for not letting you pull out. So there's some other bad news too. Based on how much you came inside of me and what it feels like, I'm pretty sure I would have noticed that when I woke up, even after a few hours. And you were probably not holding that enormous load. You were probably holding that enormous load in for some time. So you probably didn't actually have sex last night. I must have just crawled into bed with you because I was lonely. And nothing probably happened. But we wouldn't have known that for sure if we didn't just have sex just now. So that's something. We would have just wondered. And now we know for sure that we didn't fuck then. Even if we did just fuck now. And now we don't have to worry about if I got pregnant last night. Although we do have to worry about if it happened just now. Shut up. It seemed like a good idea at the time, and I didn't see you objecting at all. Well, I guess you kind of did, but you could have objected harder and come a lot less. So much less. Because now I have to worry about if I'm pregnant or not. I probably am, because this was like. Oh, my worst time. You came so much. But it's still gonna be torture not to know. And you know how much I hate uncertainty. Maybe we should fuck some more. Just to make sure I'm pregnant. It would have to be just for a few weeks or a month at most. Or however long until I can stop worrying about if I know for sure. Really, I should just move in. Because I hate my current roommate and I'll need to save money for our baby and stuff. Sorry, I know I talk too much. I guess. But I can't talk if you're kissing me. See, now you know how to make me quiet. But enough quiet. I want to see how loud you can make me. And we have to work on making that baby.